The Iliad, Disc 5.
On their side, the Achaeans conducted Ajax in his pride of victory to Agamemnon. In the commander's hut, Lord Marshal Agamemnon sacrificed a 5-year ox to the Overlord of Heaven. Skinned and quartered and cut up in bits, the meat was carefully spitted, roasted well, and taken from the fire. When all the food lay ready, when the soldiers turned from work, they feasted to their heart's content. And Lord Agamemnon, ruler of the great plains, gave Ajax the long, marrowy cuts of chine. Then, hunger and thirst being dispelled, they heard Lord Nestor first in discourse. The old man had new proposals to elaborate, he whose counsel had been best before. Concerned for them, he said, "Lord Agamemnon, princes of Achaea, think of our losses. Many are dead, their dark blood poured by Ares around Scamander River, and their souls gone down to undergloom. Therefore, at dawn, you should suspend all action by Achaeans. Gathering here, we'll bring the dead men back in wagons drawn by oxen or by mules. These corpses we must fire abaft the ships a short way from the sterns, that each may bear his charred bones to the children of the dead whenever we sail home again. We'll bring earth for a single mound about the fire, common earth from landward. Based on this, a line of ramparts to defend our ships and troops, with gates well fitted in the walls to leave a way out for our chariots. Outside, beyond the walls, we'll dig a moat around the perimeter, to hold at bay their teams and men, and break the impetus of Trojans in assault." To this proposal all the great captains gave assent. "And now, at that same hour, high in the upper city of Ilion, a Trojan assembly met in tumult at the gates of Priam. First to speak before them all, clear-eyed Antenor cried out, 'Trojans, Dardans and allies, listen to me to what I am moved to say. Bring Argive Helen and the treasure with her, and let us give her back to the Atreidae, to take home in the ships. We fight as men proven untrustworthy, truce-breakers. I see no outcome favorable to ourselves unless we act as I propose.' With this short speech, he took his seat. But Prince Alexandrus, husband of the fair-haired beauty, Helen, rose, and in a sharp tone answered him, 'What you propose, Antenor, I do not like. You can conceive of better things to say. Or if you take it seriously, this plan, the gods themselves have made you lose your wits.